President Joe Biden wants to boost the number of clean cars and trucks as part of an effort to reduce greenhouse gases linked to climate change. He says the future of the auto industry is electric.
Battery electric, plug-in hybrid electric, fuel cell electric. It's electric, and there's no turning back. The question is whether we'll lead or fall behind in the race for the future. It's whether we'll build these vehicles and the batteries that got them to where they are in the United States, here in the United States, we're going to have to rely on other countries for those batteries.
Biden held a signing ceremony for his new executive order on the White House grounds. One part of the order sets goals for electric vehicles.
We have announcements today from automakers representing nearly the entire auto industry market who have positioned around the ambition of 40% to 50% of all vehicles sold by 2030 in America being electric. This is a big deal.
The other part of Biden's order ratchets up tighter tailpipe emission standards for cars and trucks, standards that were made stricter under the Obama-Biden administration, but later weakened by the Trump administration.
I'm following through on the campaign commitment to reverse the previous administration's short-sighted rollback of vehicle emissions and efficiency standards. I'm doing so and with the support of the auto industry, the automobile industry. Today, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Transportation are unveiling proposals to do just that. These agencies are beginning to work on the next round of standards for a broad class of vehicles, for cars, SUVs, pickup trucks, medium and heavy-duty vehicles.
Biden was joined at the ceremony by auto industry CEOs and labor leaders who support his action. Bernie Ricci is president of United Auto Workers Local 600 in Dearborn, Michigan.
UAW members are excited about the future. The UAW is ready to build these electric cars, trucks, and the batteries that go in them. We know that President Biden has our back. We know he understands that we can grow our industry and preserve and create more good-paying union jobs through his Build Back Better plan.
The goal for electric vehicle sales has support from General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. But that goal is voluntary and non-binding, and that worries some environmental groups. One skeptic, Dan Becker, is director of the Center for Biological Diversity's Safe Climate Transport Campaign. He says voluntary pledges by auto companies, in his words, make New Year's weight loss resolutions look like a legally binding contract. But Biden sees the executive order as a big step, and one that's important far beyond the United States. He says we're at an inflection point in world history.
If we act to save the planet, we can also come out of it better. We can create millions of good-paying jobs that generate significant economic growth and opportunity and raise the standard of living for people not only here but around the world. But I also wanted to put the world on notice. America is back. America is back.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.